KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump has tapped his campaign manager to become the first female White House chief of staff.
In the first major personnel announcement of the transition, the president-elect selected Susie Wiles to serve as chief of staff. Trump said in a statement that Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. He praised her for guiding a victorious campaign and said she will make our country proud.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, Republican Whip Senator John Thune of South Dakota is asking Donald Trump to stay out of the debate over who will succeed Mitch McConnell as GOP leader in the next Congress. Bob Agnew reports.
Thune has served as leader McConnell's number two since 2019, but much like his soon-to-be former boss, does not enjoy the support of President-elect Trump. Two other Republicans vying for the job, Rick Scott of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, are both Trump supporters and spent a significant amount of time with him on the campaign trail. Conservatives hope that, unlike during his first term, President Trump will enjoy robust support from both a GOP-controlled House and a Senate where Republicans will hold at least a 53-seat majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Sumitomo Rubber says it will be closing its Western New York tire manufacturing plant and eliminate all 1,550 union and salary jobs. The Japan-based company said attempts to control cost, along with investments in the aging facility, had failed to offset mounting financial losses. About 1,100 workers at the Stellantis Jeep factory in Toledo, Ohio, facing layoffs early next year as that company takes further steps to cut high inventory at dealers. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 281 points and the NASDAQ adding 38. This is SRN News. Florida is removing a lot of books from its school libraries.
Lawmakers in the state recently passed a measure requiring that schools no longer expose students to pornographic content or items that promote homosexuality. It turns out there's a lot of it out there. The Tallahassee Democrat reports more than 4,000 books have been removed from school libraries, most of which were pornographic or featured LGBT themes. Several other states are also cleaning up their public school libraries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ballot question to enshrine abortion in the Nevada Constitution passed this week, but nothing will be changing immediately. Under Nevada law, voters must also approve the ballot question again in 2026 in order to amend the Constitution. Although a 1990 state law makes abortion available up to viability, abortion advocates want to go further. Pro-life advocates will now campaign to defeat the amendment in 2026, which would derail the entire process. This is SRN News. San Francisco's first black female mayor has conceded the race for mayor to Levi Strauss heir Daniel Lurie after a brutal campaign. London Breed has not been able to overcome deep voter discontent after 6 years in office. Here's one school cell phone ban that does not appear to be working.
It's no surprise that students are pushing back on cell phone bans in classrooms, but school administrators in one South Florida county working to pull students' eyes away from their screens are facing some resistance from another group as well, their parents. Since the beginning of the 2024 school year, students in Broward County Public Schools have been banned from using their cell phones during the school day. A survey sent out by the country's sixth largest district earlier this fall found thousands of parents in the district say the ban is negatively affecting their kids' well-being. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.